Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Luis Polonia. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jose Rijo. And now, play ball. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive towards short. Griffin catches it and tags out Burks for the double play. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Polonia reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford bunts towards the mound. Hurst fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Polonia moves to third. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Lansford moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire strikes out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Polonia scores. Lansford scores. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Canseco scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murphy moves to third. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Hurst covering, for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett is called out on strikes. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettleton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Polonia hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Buckner moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hurst. Lansford moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lansford moves to third. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riho fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Riho covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tettleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Polonia hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tettleton moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Tettleton moves to third. Polonia moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evans moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 7-2, Athletics. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sambito now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Greenwell moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Tettleton settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Tettleton. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Greenwell moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Greenwell scores. Baylor moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Athletics. Jim Rice pinch hits for Spike Owen. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Buckner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Athletics. Ed Romero pinch runs for Jim Rice. Todd Benzinger pinch hits for Mark Sullivan. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benzinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing shortstop. Rich Gedman now catching. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tettleton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Athletics. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Polonia hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Calvin Schiraldi now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lansford hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Griffin steals second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Davis reaches second base with a double. Griffin scores. It's 9-5, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burks is called out on strikes. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 4 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.